This is JJ. He is the owner of AT Guys. He is a longtime entrepreneur. You know him from various programs that he features. He's had podcasts. He does blind bargains. You know him from the classifieds, the blind bargains classifieds. He has an app. He does it all. So thank you for joining us for JJ's hour of Let's Go Shopping. And I'm going to put myself on mute. I'm going to transfer you to co-host duty and let you take it away. So everybody, sit back, relax, and let's go shopping with JJ.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Laura does such an amazing job putting these together. So, absolutely. Thank you so much, Laura, for all your help in setting this up. It's really such a cool event. And I see we got at least 70 people here again. Every time I come into one of these, I could count on there being lots and lots of people. And that is really cool. So, yeah, my audio maybe isn't as nice as it normally would be. I am at convention. I'm actually at the Michigan NFB convention happening right now. So this was the one. I thank you, Laura, for accommodating my time request, because kind of squeezing this in between the sessions and the banquet up here in the hotel room at the convention. But we've been
Yeah, I
set.
mean, I was thinking I wouldn't be surprised if, we weren't being broadcast all over some conference room somewhere.
I thought about that. Oh my gosh, I see you raise your hand. You're going to be raising your hands for a minute, because I'm going to probably spend the first 30, 40 minutes going through everything. And maybe I'll already answer your questions, and then we'll go through hands. So you can
That
keep your
sounds
hand
good.
raised, no problem. But just so you know, that's what we're going to do. So we have the whole hour here, and we'll spend some time, probably spending a few minutes on all of our various things. So for anyone who might be new, AT Guys, AT stands for Access Technology. We are on the web at atguys.com, and we will do a Let's Go Shopping coupon, which I need to create. I'll do it right after this meeting is done. We're number seven, right? This is LGS 7 now? I can't keep track, right? I believe that's where we're at.
Absolutely.
Yes, LGS
LGS7.
7 will be the coupon
Hashtag what was
code.
I thinking?
That will be the coupon code for free shipping on any order of $79 or up. We will make that through the 15th of November. If there's a recording that comes out later, we'll put out something for those people as well, and we'll make that work. So that's how you order from us, and we do have a phone number as well. You can leave a voicemail on, or you can during the week talk to Laura's. Not entirely correct. She says I do it all, but I don't. I have great people working with me. Many of you have talked to Michael Babcock. He is the person that's been handling a lot of the phone calls and email tickets, and we've really been trying to do a lot better job of returning everyone's messages within a day or so. So he's your main guy, but now not the only guy. So we now also have Demasi Thomas as well, helping in that same regard. So as we ramp up for the holidays, you probably will likely talk to one of them if you call in on the phone. Feel free to leave a voicemail. Voicemails are much better than hangups, because if we got a hangup, we don't really know what you want. But if you just leave us a brief, you don't have to give us a 5-minute voicemail. But just a brief one, what your name and what you like to talk about. We certainly will make sure we return that call. Don't leave any credit cards on the phone voicemail, please. That's not a good security thing to do. We'll make sure we get your credit card information. Please don't leave it on the voicemail, or don't email it. That phone number, and I'll repeat it a couple times, 269-216-4798. 269-216-4798. And we will do, if we're at the very end, we'll do. Can I draw a door prize at the end? Well, if Laura lets me, we'll draw
Sure,
a door
if you
prize.
want to.
Cool. We'll draw one at the end, since I'm not able to be around for the later. I do. Sorry, I'm
Okay.
not able to be around for the later events, but
No problem.
we'll draw a door prize. We'll give away something.
Okay.
I don't know what. I'll let you know by the end. So, let me start with some of the new things that we have here at AT Guys. Of course, we sell lots of things, headsets and speakers and keyboards and braille displays and things like that. And we'll go through a lot of that stuff. But let me try this thing. There's not a lot of light here. Can you hear that kind of low buzzing? Is that coming through the speaker
Yeah,
there at
I
all?
do hear it. Yep.
That's a very, and you know what's cool about that? And you might think, wow, that's not making much noise. What's cool about that? Well, that's a light detector. And I'm actually probably going to have some people over in this room later on. And now I know the lights aren't on, because it's not really making much noise. Let's see if I can point it up in the air. I actually pointed this up in the bathroom a little while ago, and I noticed the bathroom light was on because I can't see that. Yes, you could do this with your phone, but this is a tiny little keychain-sized device that does one thing, and it does it well. So if there's more light, it's going to make a higher pitch sound. I'm actually pointing it even at my monitor, and it's seeing some light. Watch this. Okay, it's a low pitch. Let me go in. I'm going to turn up
Actually,
the.
I can hear the difference really easily.
Now watch this though. Watch this. I'm going to turn up the brightness on my monitor. So here, it's at zero.
Oh,
That's as I'm doing the and now
wow.
it's going back to zero where you have it. So there you go. So it will work on things like monitors. It can work to see if, sometimes you'll have someone ask you if you're doing tech support. Is the little LED blinking? Well, you actually can
Right. Does
point
it
this
work on
right.
something like that? Like on an
Yeah,
indicator light?
it's very precise. So, it's some things are gonna work better than others, but if I definitely we've used it like on a Keurig, something like that, to see if that light is on. It will work for things
Wow.
like that.
Love it.
So $25. $25. I think that just misses the inflation rider's price. It's close though. So these are it's just an on-off switch, and then when you flip it on, and then you just hold down this button and point it at whatever you want to. So the end away from the keychain end is the end that is the detector of the light detector. And it takes a little just a coin cell battery. It's the same ones that you would use for a watch. It does come with one. I have not had to replace mine yet. I've had this for about 6 months. So I assume this battery lasts for a decent amount of time. If not, those are the little watch batteries that you can buy at any drugstore as well. And it's just a single little battery, and there's a little keychain on it as well. So you could actually put this right on your keychain if you wanted to. That's called the Adele Portable Light Detector. Now, if you forget the name of a product, that's totally fine. Just say, hey, I was looking for the thing that makes the noise when I pointed at lights. We'll know what you're talking about. When if we don't know, we'll figure out what you're talking about. So that's that. Another new thing this year, well, this is a returning thing. I know a lot of you are aware of this, but we have this guy back. Our accessible power banks. Man, we didn't have accessible power banks for a good year and a half. And I don't know how many calls we got and emails we got. Like, what happened to these power banks? Why are the power banks? Well, we sold all the old ones and we were, just couldn't get a new one in, couldn't get a new one in. And finally, we figured it out. We worked with the company and we had them design one that is a much more modern power bank. So if you to refresh, power banks is what you can plug your phone into or what you can plug other electronics into to charge your phone or device when you're away from an outlet. There's a million of these power banks out there. I think I probably own five of them, but this is the one that is accessible. Any other power bank you plug your phone into it, well, you don't know how much power is in the power bank. So what happens? You plug your phone in and maybe it starts charging. Okay, we're good. 5 minutes later, it stops. Crap. And now you have no phone and no power bank. Well, this thing beeps or vibrates. So here it's on beep mode. It's a little button on the side. One, two, three out of four. So the most it could beep is four times. That'd be 100%. Three times is 75. Two is 50. One is 25. And of course, if you don't hear it at all, it's totally dead. So now I know this has 75% of power in the power bank. Well, how much is 75% of the power? Well, the power bank that we have, the one our best seller is a 10,000 milliamp. So you can charge your iPhone about three times off a single charge of the power bank. There's a couple different ways that you can charge your phone. There is two different plugs for charging. One is the regular old school USB, the big rectangle. So, if you have most of your charging cables, if you have, say, a cable for your Braille display or for a Bluetooth headset or whatnot, you plug in the long rectangle, the big rectangle onto the power bank, and then the other end into your device. Now, some of you might have some more modern cables, like a more modern iPhone, which has USB-C. USB-C is it's also a rectangle. It's a little thicker than Lightning, but it's a lot smaller than USB. It's not the one with the bumps, that's micro. A USB-C is just a flat little rectangle, maybe a little thicker than a fingernail. So newer iPhones, what you have is you got a charging cable that has a Lightning plug on one end and it has a USB Type-C on the other end. You can plug that into this as well. If you have older iPhones, you can plug that cable in as well. You're just gonna take the cable out of your charging brick and you're gonna plug it into this. Now, how do you charge this? There's two ways. There is a micro USB port. That's the one with the two bumps on it. So you can plug in any micro USB cable that you have lying around, and most of us have one lying around somewhere. You can plug that into here with the two bumps on it, and then the other end into the wall or even a computer, and then you can charge the battery that way. Or that USB-C port that I was telling you about, that's actually a two-way port. So you can either charge something else from this, or you can charge this from something else. It works either way. And by the way, whenever you plug something into one of those spots, you will also get a beep or vibration. So you know that there is a successful connection. So you're not wondering, is it charging? Is it plugged in? Nope, you're totally fine. It's a little thicker than an iPhone. It's about the same size as an iPhone, maybe a little longer. The one that we have now, we are down, unfortunately, to the 10,000 milliamp version. That's the one that will charge your iPhone about three times. We had a larger one. We are sold out at the moment, and we probably won't have that back before the holidays. But let me say, the 10,000 milliamp, for the size, is the one that I kind of like taking with me more to, if I'm just out for the evening, I don't need to charge my phone five times. I just need to maybe charge it once, or maybe I forgot to charge in the morning. Well, the 10,000 milliamps is pretty thin. You slip it right in a pocket, you can put it in a purse, and you can take it with you. So again, so you have the one end has the three ports, the big USB, the micro USB for charging, and the USB-C. And then right around the corner on the side is that button. And then again, I press it. Oh, maybe you're in a spot where you don't want it to be beeping. Maybe you're in a meeting. Maybe you're in church. I don't know. And you want it to be quiet. Well, I hold down this button. Now it's in vibrate mode. I'm not sure how well you're going to hear that, but now I just vibrate it three times. And if I hold down the button again, it's back to beep. So it can be vibrate mode, beep mode, or both, vibrate and beep. When you hold down that button, it just cycles between those three options. We actually throw in a USB-C to USB-C cable as well to help you charge this. If you need a different type of cable, we've got you covered. We actually have now added a variety of cables. We have USB-C to big USB cables. We have micro USB cables. We have lightning cables. They're all at least 6 feet long. I know it's nice to have a little longer cable, and they're all braided. So they're built to last a little bit longer than your typical cables. So we have a lot of different cables, and they're a good throw-in for a cable. So that's a lot of times it makes sense. If you're already buying one of these battery packs, maybe you want an extra cable, just let us know. Or even on that page, when you go to our website, there's usually some check boxes that will say, you want to add a USB cable to this order? And we'll just throw it in for a few bucks, and it will get tossed right into your order. Another related product to that, oh, I should say, that's $75 for the power bank. The 10,000 milliamp is $75. And the cables start at about 10 or 12, and they go up from there, depending on which cable it is. We have as well a couple ways to charge things like this. We have one of those little wall plugs to charge. Now, not all wall plugs are created equally. You might think you have a wall plug with the two regular outlet on the one side and a USB port on the other side, a little wall plug. They're not all created equal. Some will output more power than others. The one that we sell outputs 20 watts. So that's pretty similar to the one that came with your iPhone. It's a faster charge port. Some of these output a lot less. And what that means is you're gonna get a lot slower charge for your devices. So we have a USB wall plug, and what it gives you is two ports, a regular USB-A, the big one, and USB-C, the small one. $20, and then you can get a little extra wall charger for your stuff. One more power related thing we have is a little travel charger. So if you're like me and you're at a hotel and maybe you need a few extra outlets, well, this you plug into the wall, and then you get two regular AC outlets and three USB type A outlets as well. So you can plug that into the wall, and then you can charge a whole bunch of stuff, or make a friend at the airport if you find the one outlet and you want to share it with a whole bunch of people. It's really good for that. Or even when I'm setting up my booth, I like being able to plug stuff in. I'd much rather have extra outlets than run out of outlets. By the way, if some of this USB-C, USB-A, micro USB, if that confuses you a bit, that's totally fine. We know what's up. As far as like you say, hey, I need a cable to go from my Victor stream to a power bank. Well, that's micro USB. We know that. And if we don't know that, we can look it up, and we can make sure we get you the right cables. So you can charge or do whatever you want with the cables. So let's talk about some other stuff. We've been selling Tribbett speakers for a while now. Stormbox, the Stormbox Pro. Bluetooth speakers, the smaller Stormbox for $70. All of these float. All of them are waterproof. The smaller one is good for like a small size room, like a small bedroom or a small bathroom. You can listen to music, of course. It's Bluetooth, it's wireless. You can connect it to whatever. It's also wired. So if you have the Victor Stream that for whatever reason doesn't have Bluetooth on it, connect this to your Victor Stream using one of those cables, the headphone cables that has the headphone jack on both ends. Oh, by the way, we have that cable too. If you need one of those, we can sell you that. That's a smaller Bluetooth speaker. That's what we've had for maybe about 3 years now, 3, 4 years, and that's $69.95. Then we go to the Stormbox Pro. This one is just Bluetooth, but it's a little bigger. They stand up vertically in their 360-degree sound speakers. So that is maybe 7 or 8 inches tall. Has buttons on the top for power, for pairing, things like that, and a bass boost as well. So that one is just Bluetooth only. That one, if you have like a medium-sized room, I'm in like this little hotel suite. That's a good speaker for this room. It might even almost be loud enough to get the security call on us. So, be careful on that. But we can take it downstairs. You could take it out to the beach. You could float it in the pool, like I said. It's a great speaker. I actually keep mine in bathroom, and that is my shower speaker. I don't put it in the shower, although I could, again, because it's waterproof. But I just set it across from the shower. And if it does get a little bit of water on it, it's no big deal. So that's the one I use. It gets plenty loud enough to get over the sound of the shower and whatnot. And it's just a good quality speaker. By the way, you could get two of those, of this one, the Pro, and pair them together. And then you could have, far afield stereo sound. That's $119.95. Then there's the new one. This is the Stormbox Blast. This is a big speaker. But it's a loud speaker. I can't. It's not even worth doing a demo here because I'm using this laptop microphone. But what it does, it looks like a little mini boombox. So you have a handle on the top, and this one kind of sits on a table. This is a semi-portable. It's 12 pounds, or the other ones are like a pound or so. This was a semi-portable. I did bring it in a suitcase here. You can do that. You could bring it with you on a trip. You're not probably putting it in your backpack every day, going back and forth. But it's a semi-portable. But 90 watts of power, tons of bass and a bass boost. Again, Bluetooth and line in. It actually has a light show. I know that's not going to help everyone, but some people think that's really cool. And of course, it has your regular things to play and volume up and down. This one does do Bluetooth and line in as well. Let me tell you, I've had this at the convention this weekend in Colorado last weekend. People hear this thing and like, oh my gosh, I gotta have one now. I've literally within like 15 seconds of doing a couple of demos. People are like, yep, that thing is loud. Oh, there's just so much bass, man. And I know that's not for everyone. That's why we have the smaller ones. But if you are looking for the speaker, the Tribbett Stormbox Blast is it. It's $199. It's free shipping. And, we will get it right out to you. Like I said, the controls are right on the top. You could go crazy, or you could buy two of them and connect them together as well. But even one of those is stereo. By the way, because this speaker has so much power, it has about 19,000 milliamps of battery power in it, which means it'll run for about 30 hours on a single battery charge, which also means that you can charge other stuff from the speaker because there's a USB port on the Blast. There's one on the Pro as well, but the Blast, tons of power, 30 hours of battery life. And it is just the most crazy speaker that we have ever had. I'm very excited for it, and it's been a lot of fun. You, I mean, I plugged a music keyboard into that because it's an eighth inch line in, and use it for music. So yeah, you could do a portable gig with it. It gets that loud. You totally could do that. Now, that's for entertaining a whole group of people. Maybe you just want to entertain yourself. That brings us to headsets, and we do, of course, have a variety of headsets. The Openear from Shox, formerly Aftershox. Those are the bone conduction, the ones that come around the back of your head. They sit in front of your cheekbones, and you can listen to podcasts or whatnot. Or I do it a lot for GPS, and of course, you can talk to people. Now, when we get on that, I want to sound good. If you want the one with the best microphone, recognizing it's still Bluetooth, so it's not going to be as good as a wired microphone. But if you want a good Bluetooth mic that's noise canceling for phone calls, then you want the Shox OpenCom. COMM. That is the one that comm for communications. That one has a little boom swivel mic that will come down in front of your left, down from your left ear, and you can use that to talk. So I've had this in airports and made phone calls, and people cannot hear behind me. They can just hear me. So it's a really cool thing for the bone conduction. That's $159.95 for that. We also have the Open Run Pro. That is the brand new, latest, and greatest headset. And those things are just light. Man, all of these are about, they're like 30 grams or whatever, something to that effect. Like, they're definitely light headsets. I wear them a lot. We do have the Open Move. If you want to try out and get into bone conduction or open ear without going crazy, the Open Move is $80, $79.95. And it's another good way to kind of try out the bone conduction. A lot of people who have hearing aids say that they can wear this with it. Definitely depends on which one you have, but they can wear this with the hearing aid as well, which is cool because that's not covering up their ears. And like I said, it's just good. If I'm in a situation where I do need to hear my surroundings, especially walking down the street, having an open ear headset can be the way to go. But we know that's not for everyone. Maybe you do want to isolate yourself from the world. Well, there's a couple ways you can do that. Wireless earbuds we have from Trivet, our awesome speaker brand, the Flybuds. And Flybuds are wireless earbuds, wireless earpods. And essentially what they are, they're like AirPods, but a lot cheaper. And maybe they might not do every single thing the AirPods do, but they're $70. And they're really good. They're very high quality. 60 hours of charge totally. So you have a little charging case, charges via USB Type-C. And then you have the two earbuds. You can wear one, you can wear both. They will last for about 12 hours on a single charge, as far as wearing them. And you charge it from the case, which gives you about 60 hours of battery life total. So again, you can wear one of them, you can wear both. There is a microphone. These are good for music. And there is a microphone. Like I said, not as good of a microphone as, say, the Shox OpenCom. But it does exist in a pinch if you needed to. And it has little controls on each ear as well, so you can use that for controlling your music. So these have good bass and everything like that. Now, there is a new Flybuds Pro that we have just adding this week, and that we're gonna have for $99.95. This is Trivet's version of their earbuds with transparent hearing or the pass-through hearing. So in other words, you can also hear your surroundings a little better. It's become a newer feature for a lot of headphones. So that we are just adding to our site this week, $99.95 for that. Some of you want over-the-ear headphones, the totally opposite of wireless earbuds. You want over-the-ear. Well, another Trivet product called the Quiet Plus are noise-canceling headphones that you wear over your ear. So that's the big ear cups. They cover your ear, and you're pretty much not going to hear anything at that point. And if you want to go crazier, there's a noise cancellation switch on that as well. So these are Bluetooth or wired. So this one you can plug into something wired or Bluetooth wireless, and they are over the ear, again, designed for music and other things like that. Again, not a great microphone. They're best for music and other related things, or if you're doing audio engineering or things like that, for absolutely. Those are the Trivet Quiet Plus, $79.95. We have a one-ear headset called the Storm. Storm is a single-ear Bluetooth headset. That's exactly that. So what you do is you have the on ear on the one ear, it's like an on ear cup, and then you have the band that comes over the top of your head, and then before it gets to the other ear, it just stops. So essentially what it is if you want to wear a headset on one ear but not on both, you can do that. Also Bluetooth, also really, really good noise canceling. It's next to the Open Com. I would say it's the one that we had. This one might even have better noise canceling. It's there. These headsets, that one is from Blue Tiger, and Blue Tiger makes stuff for truckers. So you know how noisy that can get in a truck. It's the same thing. So another one that's designed for louder environments if you want it to be, but of course it works just as fine at home as well. These all connect to your phone, your iPhone, or your Android, or computer, or whatnot. That is $119.95. Oh, I'm not done with headsets, man. We have lots of headsets. We also have